Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour, open for you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. You can call to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you hear the auto attendant, just hit 1. That'll bypass the message and put you straight into the studio. Text questions, 411-923 during the broadcast, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture of the project you're working on and send it to us. Last week, we got somebody that sent us pictures. It wasn't a project he was working on, but it was one of our partners on site at his house putting in a new authentic garage door. He woke up and it wasn't working, so by about 10 o'clock, the guys were out there installing his new garage door. A little bit of follow-up. We had a surge protectors on last week, and a gentleman wrote in and said, does the age of our panel matter for the surge protector? And it absolutely does not. If electricity is coming into the home, it doesn't matter the age of the panel or what your meter is. You know, this thing, it intercepts any kind of electrical surge that comes in, you know, before it even hits that. So you absolutely do not need to worry about the age of your panel for a whole house surge protector. You can go to Lightning Busters. They're under the Lightning and Surge Protection category at Rosie on the House and get an estimate there. He'd mentioned $250. I'm sure that, you know, I don't know if that's – and he says he'll go statewide.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if
call him and find out. call him and find out.
To the other side of the state's only $250, but if you could lump two or three jobs in at once, he could. Got an interesting email from Jim. We were talking in the On the House Hour last week with Randy Cole and Kohler.
Yeah, Fox Valley Electric and Kohler Generators. Natural gas generator, baby.
Jim was listening. Propane. And he writes in my opinion, the idea of using inexpensive gas generator to supplement the money-grubby, stingy, greedy, monopolistic power companies gouging rates during time when power is needed most is brilliant.
Wow.
Now, I just want to be clear. There was a time I probably would have shared that same sentiment, but I mean, how much do you enjoy your power?
Yeah. The power companies in Arizona do a pretty darn good job.
And unless I had a better way to provide power to that many people that affordably, and don't you want, you know, for a company to stay in business, they have to be profitable. So don't you want your power company to be profitable so they can stay in business and continue to deliver power to your home
convenience? I don't want them so profitable they can buy elections.
Right. Yeah. This is
so
true.
So I get the soapbox out now. Wait, hold on. Give me a second.
Oops. Oops.
But his question is there any kind of cost savings I would get from my homeowner's insurance if I had one of these generators?
Ooh.
And I've got a couple things. If it's for backup only, it won't affect your homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
If it's the only source of electricity, then the insurance carrier won't even carry the home. So,
interesting.
There's that aspect. And then on the other one, is there any kind of advantage or cost savings it would have? And Clay says, some carriers offer a loss mitigation credit or a discount if a generator is if it's an automatic standby that keeps the power on when the primary power source of the home goes out. And this way, they wouldn't have to relocate the homeowner if there's an extended power outage.
Okay.
So you would get a credit being able to stay in the home and not have to leave should you have to shelter in place during a major outage or something to that effect. So there are some carriers, Clay said, that will offer that.
But very interesting.
So. Can I ask a quick question? When you go to our website, what category is Lightning Busters under?
Lightning.
Well, there you go. I just had somebody call and I was looking under electrical. Okay, you know, so if you're trying to find our surge protector guy, he's under lightning on the website.
And yes, and I did send a note to the team to add them under electrical because people connect electricity and surge protection. So he needs to be added to both. But right now, I believe he's just under lightning and surge protection. Carol wrote in and was talking about their wood beams. They have a 35-year hold with some home with some exterior vigas. And she remembered hearing about a process we were talking about that was new to the network about a year ago. And she's like, I think I'm ready for that service. Can you remind me what that was? And it's a gentleman out of Tucson. And he again, is somebody that will go statewide for this service. They'll measure the beams. They'll go home and they'll make fiberglass molds that will fit over the top that look just like wood. You can't tell. And he does them on exposed vigas, if you've got an exposed wood beam header, if you've got an exposed wood patio support, that, you know, though the sun just absolutely blisters the wood in Arizona. Exposed wood is not a long-term building solution, but you wrap it in fiberglass, you know, it'll protect the wood from getting beat up by the sun. It'll look a lot better, and it probably extend the life of it a bit.
He does such a nice job. You literally cannot tell it's not wood.
No.
I mean, and it's a near permanent solution. You're not having to constantly be worried about the maintenance of those real wood vigas. Very authentic feel, very authentic look, very high maintenance. And it's Saw, right? The company
SAW.
Name. Yeah.
Saw Design. And we created a special category for them, get back to categories on the website, and it's called Vigas, V-I-G-A-S, Viga Tails. And they, I have not seen a better way to take care of exterior rotting wood that you already have.
Yeah, because we didn't know for a long time how much protection we should have been putting on those vigas. It wasn't until the 90s that anytime we did a viga installation that it penetrated to the outside, we would just copper cap them. Mm-hmm. You know, just copper flash them. Just do it and be done with it. Because if you don't, you're going to have a maintenance headache the rest of your life.
Oh, and it's a water and bug channel straight into your attic.
Yeah, yeah. It's they're sponges. They are real sponges for sure.
It's a nice look. It's just a very expensive look, expensive style. Rosie mentioned earlier our top selling East Door this week was the Earth Talon Trencher. We've had the shovel for a number of years. That was one of our first ones, and they just started making a trencher as well.
Invented in Chino Valley, Arizona.
Designed to penetrate our hard soils, dig up rocks. It's really good for getting rocks out of the hole you're digging. And something I've used for it as well, if you picture a regular bullnose shovel, it's completely round. Right at the point, they cut down a couple inches and then finish the curve. So you've got a straight point at the end of your shovel. It works really good for cutting weeds off. If you're walking around and you've got a weed, I mean, instead of having to go get the hoe, just lay it down and you can chop it right off.
Any hole I'm going to dig in and around my house, I bypass every other shovel. I reach for the Earth Talon, and it's the only shovel I use anymore.
Yeah.
Once I just put that on Facebook and Instagram, and you can find them at our e-store at Rosie on the House. Those are really popular items.
The farthest we've shipped it this week was Lomas, California, northwest of Sacramento, about 600 miles as the crow flies from our office.
I think the longest distance we shipped is still Minnesota. Is that still the record for the Talon shovel?
That might be. No. It was Pennsylvania. A contractor, and he ordered four of them.
A landscape contractor. Speaking of long distances, you know, one of the areas of Arizona our referral network really doesn't cover is the White Mountains. We just have never really worked that network out, and we got some inquiries recently, and I think it has to do with a lot of people are spending a lot more time up in their getaways, you know, and they're getting more work done. Well, one of our neighbors up in the White Mountains Recently had a job completed of replacing a asphalt shingle roof on their log cabin with a metal roof. And they had a company out of Snowflake, Arizona, come and do the job down in Alpine, Arizona. A lot of the guys up there necessarily do travel a good ways. And the name of the company was All Custom Exteriors out of Snowflake. And ironically enough, I was up there last weekend. After the show, I drove up to Alpine. And I'll tell you one thing. I had to pass about four big steakhouses to get there. Diamond Point on right Christopher Creek.
Star Valley.
And then Cattleman's in Sholo. And then Charlie Clark's. And then the barbecue place in Springerville. Romy, if I had wanted to stop and eat, I would not have been able to get in the door or find a parking space. I don't know what it was. Every single restaurant was absolutely max capacity occupied. You drive through Sholo, and there's signs in people's yard, freedom over fear. Don't tell Governor Ducey, but I think there's a mask revolt in eastern Arizona. There was nobody social distancing. Everybody was out and about, and it kind of tickled me to death.
That part of the state, though, it's hard to stay inside a lot of time.
I was going to say, gorgeous. As if we needed more of a reason to move to the mountains.
It rained on me for 3 days, lightly, and I brought all the dogs, and we had some hikes at Greens Peak and up at Terry Flat and Escondida Mountain. As a matter of fact, Jennifer, how do I have you post the picture I took of that rainbow on our website? I've shown it to a couple people. It was the brightest, most brilliant rainbow I've ever personally experienced in my life. I just had to take a picture. All right, when we get back, we'll be talking about your house. But I wanted to throw that out to All Custom Exteriors. If you're looking to get some work done, we had one person in particular want to know who can put a skylight in my weekend getaway spot up in the White Mountains. Well, it's All Custom Exteriors. They get a big round of applause. They are not Rosie certified, but boy, from everything of the work I saw they did, they'd be the first people I'd call if I had a place up there.